Hi, Sherry. You're unmuted. You need, all right, there you go. Chat.
Hi everyone. Hi everyone. My name is Sherry and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Sherry. This is Ali. I'm also an alcoholic. It's good. It's great to see you. And they tell me that you can talk about the subject is actually surrender. So the floor is yours. I'm honored to okay?
Thank you, Ali. Yes, I'm Sherry and I'm an alcoholic. I really grateful today to I'm just going to set a timer here to time myself. Really grateful for Serge asking me to speak and be with you all today, and I'm very grateful to be sober. My sobriety date is June 15th of 1998. I haven't felt the need to pick up a drink since walking through the doors of AA.
Pass it on.
I was at a meeting last night, and a friend of mine picked up a 41-year chip, and it's just so powerful to be in AA and to realize that the woman who walked through the doors 24 years ago is unrecognizable today. I wouldn't recognize that woman because of recovery, because of the 12 steps, because.
All right. Thanks. I have to cover that. All right, I'll be right back. سلام دوستان، اسم ایشون میفرماید اسم من شری است. من یک الکلی هستم. من شاکر هستم که امروز در خدمت شما هستم. تشکر میکنم از آقای سرژی یا سرژ خودمون به خاطر اومدن دعوت ایشون به این جلسه. ایشون در 15 جون 1998 در حقیقت هوشیار شدند و 24 ساله که هوشیار هستند و خیلی خوشحالند که دیگه شما به این جلسات دیگه غیر قابل تشخیص، یعنی الان با تغییراتی که ایشون کرده است ظرف این 24 سال دیگه اون آدم قبلی رو نمیشناسه، اون آدم قبلی برایشون ناشناسه. All right. Go ahead, please do.
Thank you. I'd like to say a little bit about how, what just a little experience, strength, and hope about what it was like for me and what happened and what brought me into Alcoholics Anonymous. Changed my life. Changed my life. I'll be forever grateful to AA. And I always like talking about surrender because I had to surrender to walk through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous. Without surrendering, I couldn't have gotten sober. I had to let go of my ideas, my way of doing things, my thinking, so that that AA could work on me. I had to suspend disbelief long enough to let AA work on me. And so, I got so.
ایشون میگن خیلی خوبه. من میخوام یه مقدار در مورد تجربه، نیرو و امیدم با شما صحبت کنم و ساله کردم چطور بود، چطور شد، الان چطور هستم و وقتی که وارد AA شدم یه مقدار تسلیم شدم، ولی کن به خاطر اون طرز فکر قبلی، طرز نگرش قبلی و رفتارهای قبلی که داشتم این برای من خیلی سخت بود. من میخواستم AA رو تغییر بدم ولی سختم بود که خودم رو تغییر بدم. Yes, ma'am. Go right on ahead.
So I thought I was too young to get sober. You know, I got sober when I was 28. I have a little bit of math there. I'm much older now. and, you know, I was able to walk through the doors of AA. Thank God. Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God did I was I able to do that. I went through treatment, and I was just too smart, too smart to get sober. And I relapsed as a part of my story. I had to relapse in order to get back, to crawl back into AA. So, for those of you who have experienced relapse, it's not a requirement, but it happened to me, and I haven't felt the need to pick up a drink or a drug in 24 years. So, well, God willing, in 2 weeks, it'll be 24 years. So, you know, I had to take suggestions. I had to take suggestions, and I had to be willing to do things differently. And that was working the steps, getting a sponsor.
All right. Thank you so much. ایشون میفهمن ببینید من وقتی که اومدم اینجا 28 سالم بیشتر نبود و خیلی جوان بودم. منتها این لطف و تفضل الهی بود. لطف و تفضل خداوند بود که به من کمک کرد که من یه مقداری تسلیم بشم. من قبل از اینکه بیام به AA یعنی چند باری رفته بودم تریتمنت سنتر، یعنی جایی که میرم برای جای ترک و اینجور چیزا. منتها چون خیلی باهوش بودم لغزش میکردم، چون که برنامه AA رو برگزار بکنم و این اتفاق نیفتاد لغزش کردم و عرض شود به حضور تو سینخیز برگشتم به AA. این از اون طرف. و وقتی که اومدم تو AA این دفعه دیگه این پیشنهاداتی رو که توی قدم ها داده می شود رو انجام دادم، راهنما گرفتم و شروع کردم به قدم کار کردن. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And I also didn't know prior to coming into AA that thinking was my problem. I really thought it was drinking and drugs were my problem. And if I could just put those down, I was going to be okay. And not realizing that was my thinking that was screwed up. So I wanted to change. They said I had to work the steps. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. But if I wanted to be, if I wanted to be a different woman, then I needed to work the steps. And so, you know, I did them very imperfectly in the beginning. It was so painful to tell the truth, to be honest, just to be honest with another human being. I lied so much for all of my life. I didn't think that I would be able to tell the truth. And little by slowly, I was able to tell the truth and start the steps. So the first step, I had to admit that I...
Perfect. ببینید من اومدم تو AA تصور میکردم، فکر میکردم که مشروب و مواد، الکل و مواد مخدر مشکل من بوده. من فکر نمیکردم که طرز تفکر من مشکل من بوده. مشکل اصلی من توی فکر منه، یه فکر الکلیه. و اینجا بود که به من گفتن اگر میخوای تغییر کنی، اگر میخوای یک خانم مرتب و میزون بشی، بهتره این پیشنهاداتی رو که قدمها رو به شما توصیه میکنن انجام بدی. تغییر یعنی این که من برم قدمهامو کار کنم. برای من خیلی دردآور بود که صادق باشم. برای من خیلی دردآور بود که با یک نفر دیگه صادق باشم. برای من این دعا داستان به این گونه بود که تمام زندگیم کم و بیش به خودم و به دیگران دروغ گفته بودم و این پروسه و فرایند صادق بودن و هر شبت حضور شما تسلیم بودن زمانبر و دردآور بود. اوکی.
Thank you. So I was told I had to work the steps, and the first step for me is powerless over alcohol, and that my life had become unmanageable. And, you know, I had the powerlessness part because I'd been arrested, I had lost jobs, had cars repossessed, could not pay my bills on time. You know, I was a mess, although I didn't connect that when I was drinking. So in doing the first step, I had to see where my alcoholism and my drinking got me into trouble. Whenever I drank, I couldn't control it. And not every time that I drank did I get in trouble, but every time I got in trouble, I was drinking. And then, you know, the second part of the first step is the unmanageability and, you know, not being unemployable, not being able to show up for engagements, not being able to pay my bills, not being able to be a good friend or daughter or partner. I just could not, I couldn't show up for my life. And so the first step was pretty easy for me. Although I was told that was the only one I had to get 100% was the first step. And then the second step for me was believing in a power greater than myself that could restore me to sanity. And thank God for that, you know, thank God that there's a higher power in my life. Thank God that I know that I'm not in this alone and that my higher power has a plan for me. And then in step three, so, you know, that, you know, I was completely insane. And
okay, thank you so much. So we have to cover two steps. All right. So من شروع کردم به قدم ها کار کردن. قدم اول که می گفتش که ما پذیرفتیم که در مقابل الکل ناتوان هستیم رو من خیلی راحت می تونستم متوجهش بشم، چون قبل از اینکه بیام به انجمن دستگیر شده بودم، ماشینم خراب شده بود، نمیتونستم قبض و بدهیامو بدم و هر شبت به حضور شما چندین تصادف داشتم و جالبش اینه که هر دفعه این تصادف رو داشتم اون موقع مست بودم و البته بعضی وقتا مست بودم گیر نمیکردم، ولی هر وقت که گیر میکردم 100% مست بودم و برای همین پذیرفتن قسمت اول قدم اول برای من خیلی آسون بود و 100% اینو متوجه شدم که الکل یا الکلیسم بسیار به من ضربه زده بود. در مورد قسمت دوم که غیر قابل اداره بودن زندگیم هم بود، خیلی مشکل نداشتم چون کارم از دست داده بودم، سر قرارام نمیتونستم حاضر بشم، قبوزم رو نمیتونستم به پرداخت بکنم، دختر خوبی در خانواده نبودم، شریک خوبی برای پارتنرم نبودم و اینو خیلی راحت متوجه شدم و اینو 100% متوجه شدم که وجود داشت در زندگی من قبل از اومدن به انجمن. البته رسیدیم به قدم دوم که به این باور رسیدم که یک نیروی برتر از خودم میتونه عشق دوست و سلامت عقل رو من باید برگردونه و خدا رو شکر که اونجا این نیروی برتر رو یک جورایی پذیرفتمش و متوجه شدم که بعد از اون دیگه من منزوی نیستم، بعد از اون من دیگه تنها نیستم و بعد از اون میتونم یواش یواش یه زندگی بهتری رو شروع بکنم. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Also, I also want to say that I didn't come into AA because I was, you know, that I mean, I came into AA only because I was desperate and I wanted relief. I wanted relief from alcoholism. And the only way, what my sponsor told me, is the only way I was going to get relief is to work the steps. Any bozo could not drink. But if I wanted to change, I had to do the steps. And so that's where, talking about step two and a higher power, like, thank God that there's a God in my life that loves me and wants the best for me and that wants me to have relief from my thinking, because it's the problem. And so then in step three, I had to make a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood God. And, you know, I've also I've been under the understanding that that was a step that that I do on a daily basis today. Before I get out of the bed, I say steps one, two, and three. I ask God to direct my thinking for the day. And I ask God to do with me what God wants me to do today, you know. Give me the freedom to do God's will today. And so that for me was huge. But if I wanted real change, I had to do a four step. And so the fourth.
بگم که ببینید من اومدم اینجا هم درد شدیدی از بیماری الکلیسم میکشیدم و خیلی بیقرار و ناراحت بودم، ناامید هم بودم، دسپرت بودم و راهنما به من گفت اگر میخوای از این درد و رنج راهایی پیدا بکنی، تنها راهش برداشتن قدم ها و بردن قدم ها تو زندگیت. و خدا رو شکر که یک نیروی برتری بود که به من کمک میکرد و به من کمک میکنه تا بهتر بشم و بهتر فکر بکنم. یک بار دیگه قسمت اعظم مشکل من توی فکر منه و اونجا بود که رسیدیم به قدم سه و اون تصمیمی بود که باید میگرفتم که اراده و زندگیم رو به خداوندی که خودم درش میکردم بسپارم یا تحت حمایت ایشون در بیارم. حالا یا این تصمیم رو گرفتم و هر روز صبح که بلند میشم این سه قدم اول رو با خودم تکرار میکنم. از خدا میخوام که فکر درست به من بده تا و نیرویی به من بده که کار درست انجام بدم و این برای من بسیار مؤثر بوده و هر روز صبح این سه قدم اول رو الف و بیوتیم و در حقیقت یه جورایی انجام میدم و جز کارهای روزانه و صبحایی منه. Yes, man, at this fourth step,
yes. You know, so I was told that I had to make a decision in step three and that four was going to, that's where I was going to write down on paper, where I had harmed others, for the longest time, I didn't know that there was four columns to the fourth step. I was just stuck in resentment and I loved being there. Resentment, just angry as a hornet. And it wasn't until I was able to discover the fourth column, which is what's my part? What's my part in all of this anger and resentment? Because I have a part in all of it. So today, when I have a problem, my sponsor tells me to run it through the columns. Run it through the columns so I get some relief. I want relief. I don't want to walk around being an angry woman. I didn't get sober to be angry. So when those character defects rear their head, which I know what they are today, I have a solution to work the fourth step, to work the steps around what's bothering Sherry. And step five, I got to tell it to another human being. Thank you.
Thank you so much. ببینید حالا من تصمیم قدم سه رو گرفتم. باید چه کار میکردم؟ بلا فاصله شروع کردم قدم چهار رو کار کردن و آوردنشون رو کاغذ که من چه رنجش هایی از چه کسایی داشتم. برای مدت ها من متوجه نمی شدم که این قدم چهار در حقیقت چهار تا ستون مختلف داره و و من توی اون یکی دوتا ستون اول گیر کرده بودم، پشت اون دیوار انکار گیر کرده بودم و داستان این بود که من دلخور بودم، از همه ناراحت بودم، از همه، بدون توجه به اینکه ستون سوم و ستون چهارمی هست. وقتی که متوجه شدم ستون چهارمی هست، متوجه شدم که قسمت من چیه، نقش من چیه، کجا بود که من در اشتباه بودم. و اونجا بود که دیدم که من تو تمام این رنجش ها یه نقشی داشتم و یک اشتباهی رو، اشتباه روحی رو انجام دادم. داستان این بود که راهنما به من گفت اگر میخوای این درد و رنج و دیگه نکشی، به عظیم و بعد هر وقت عصبانی میشی، هر وقت رنجش پیدا میکنی، میری تو این چهار تا ستون مینویسی و نقش خودتو نگاه میکنی، قسمت خودتو میپذیری و متوجه میشی که داستان از چه قراره. و اما رسیدیم به قدم پنج و الان در خدمت شما خواهم بود. Fifth step, please.
Thank you. So step five, it was a, you know, I was told that I had to do a step, I had to do step five if I wanted to stay sober. I had to get honest with another human being about those defects of character. What was causing Sherry so much agita? And I learned that in the fourth step, and then I had to tell another human being, it was my sponsor, I had to get honest, you know, I had to get honest. I had to deflate my ego. You know, I had to tell, I had to be fearless enough in step four and to be honest enough in step five so that I could be free. And I, you know, and I also want to say that I'm saying these steps from my experience, but it's also been the greatest pleasure. And we'll talk about that in 12 is, you know, hearing a fourth and fifth step from a sponsee. That's the most powerful thing that I've ever witnessed in sobriety. And, you know, because I could rationalize anything, any of those defects, I could rationalize anything. So wasn't until I was able to have a sober sounding board for my sponsor to guide me and listen to and point out in the fifth step that all the shame that I felt with what I had done. And for her to say, yeah, I've done that too. I've been there. I've done that. And I wasn't alone. So for me, that was very, the fifth step was very powerful for me.
Just a second. I appreciate it. Now, the story was that I wrote it. I wanted to go now for 5 and for another person to read it and اون نواقص شخصیتی رو که نوشته بودم. به من گفتن اگر میخوای هوشیار بمونی، اگر میخوای هوشیار بمونی باید قدم پنجتو کار بکنی با راهنمایی که انتخاب میکنی، با اسپانسری که راه انتخاب میکنی و کاملا صادق باشی. این صداقت شجاعت میخواد و شجاعت میخواد و صداقت میخواد که من آزاد بشم از این رنجش ها، از این ترس ها و از این داستانه که اردودم رو کاغذ. خب من تا اون موقع همه چیز رو توجیه میکردم، خدای هر چیزی رو من بلدم توجیه بکنم، نواقصم رو توجیه بکنم، کارهایی رو که میکردم توجیه بکنم. و وقتی که برای راهنما شروع کردم بخوندن، اون احساس خجالت و شرم و گناه وجود منو گرفته بود. منتها چیزی که برای من خیلی کمک کرد، راهنما قضاوتم نکرد و گفت منم این کارا رو کردم و دیدم چقدر خوبه که من تنها کسی نیستم که این کارا رو کردم، بلکه دیگران هم این راه رو رفتن، دیگران هم همین کارا رو کردن و این یک مقدار زیادی برای من راحتی و آزادی آورد. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so in the first, the steps previous to 6 and 7, I got to learn a little bit about Sherry and I got to learn about what got me in trouble. And then 6 and 7, I was told that I get to live in 6 and 7. I live in 6 and 7 because, you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I fall back into character defects. But what I asked myself today is that the woman that I got sober to be? And so with every defective character, there's an asset. So either I want to be in Sherry's will or I want to be in God's will. What did I get sober to be today? Well, I'm asking for God's will. So 6 and 7 were, relatively short steps in the big book, but they're very powerful. And I'm in them on a daily basis because I'm constantly confronted with Sherry. And then, in step, so 6 and 7 were, daily. It's a daily practice. And then, step 8 is relatively short for me. I had to just make a list.
Okay. حالا برگشتیم به قدم 6 و 7. Thank you so much. It's 6 and 7. قدم 6 و 7. ببینید. من 5 رو نوشتم. نماز گذاشتم بود. ولی 6 و 7 و قدم 6 و 7 رو زندگی باید بکنم. تمامی نداره. برای بقیه زندگیمه. هر روز من با من گیر میکنم. یعنی شری با شری مشغول میشه. آیا این اراده شریه یا اراده خداوند؟ و این داستانیه که هر روز داره تکرار میشه و من در طول روز از خودم میپرسم که آیا این اراده منه یا اراده خداوند؟ و این تمرینیه که دارم هر روزه میکنم. و درسته که توی کتاب بیگ بوک خیلی کوتاه 6 و 7 نوشته شده، ولی اگر به نوشته های قدم 6 و 7 توی بیگ بوک با توجه بیشتری و دقت بیشتری نگاه بکنیم، متوجه میشیم که چقدر قدم های قدرتمندی هست و چقدر محکم باید برداشته بشه. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so step 8 was relatively easy because I had done a step 4 and I got to look at the people that I had harmed. And that's how I made my list from step 8. And for me, I had a lot of financial amends to make. I owed a lot of people money because I was perpetually borrowing money from everyone to keep me afloat. And so, step 8 is simple. I made a list. And then 9 is where I had to get busy. I had to make those amends. And step 9 is not saying I'm sorry, because I'd been saying I was sorry my entire life and doing the exact same thing over and over and over. So step 9 for me, what my sponsor said was it was change. I had to experience change. I had to change. And the 9th step for me was not about what the other person was going to say. It was for me to, if I was still thinking about it, then I owed that person an amend. So I got to amend, and to amend means to change. So I was able to make those amends, and I got a lot of relief. And most importantly, when it came to relationships, I wanted to go and talk to people that I had been in relationships with and change that. And my sponsor said, Sherry, the 9th step amends to that would be stay away. Stay away. That's your amends. Don't go tell them how great you are. Just stay away. Stay away from that person. And so, yeah, that's steps 8 and 9 for me, Leave them alone. Oh, God. And then we'll get into 10, 11, and 12, which is the maintenance steps. But I'll let you go.
Yeah, stay out of the kitchen. Yeah. فقط یه لیست ما تهیه میکنیم که این لیست رو 90% تو قدم 4 نوشته ایم. من نوشته بودم که چه کارهایی کردم و این لیست رو در آوردم با اسپانسرم، با در حقیقت راهنمام، و رفتم سراغ قدم 9 که باید انجام میدادم، فقط نوشتنش نبود. خب من مقدار زیادی پولی از این بر اون بر بدهکار بودم، آدمایی بودن که پدرشون کرده بودم و باز میرفتم به اینا پولاشون میدادم، بعضیا بودن که بهشون ضربه های روحی زده بودم. و عرض شود به حضورتون این قدمیه که تغییر اساسی در رفتار من داد. و داستان به این صورت است که فقط برم بهشون بگم ببخشید من معذرت میخوام، نه، این همچیز از خبران نیست. اگر واقعا من میخوام راحت بشم از بار گناهان و مسائلی که در قبل داشتم و یک خانه تکانی قشنگی بکنم، باید برم به اونها چش تو چش بشم. بعد از مشورت با راهنمام تا تغییر اساسی تو زندگیم بشه، یک بار دیگه بعد از مشورت با راهنمام. در ضمن راهنمام به من گفتش که تو روابطتم باید شما سرکار خانم شری تغییر بکنید، و اینه که در روابط جدیدی که میذاری تغییرات جدیدی به وجود بیاره. بعضی از این روابط بود که من بهشون خسارت زده بودم، منتها راهنمام بهم گفتش که نزدیک اونها نمیری، نزدیک اونها نمیشی، چون ممکنه Can you hear me?
Oh, there, you were frozen. So I had to do steps 1 through 9, and then 10, 11, and 12 were told to me that this is the maintenance steps of AA. And when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, I get to review my day. I'm not writing out a 10th step currently, but I know whenever I lay my head down at night what I've done right and what I've done wrong. I know. It's that belly button consciousness. So I get to look at the things that I did well that day, and I get to look at the things that didn't do so well. And then I get to sit in prayer and meditation and ask God to help me. I have a meditation practice today that this program has given me. So I sit in prayer and meditation every day. Sometimes it's multiple times a day, depending on what's going on for me. And then 12 is, it's carrying the message. It's doing what I'm doing right now. It's helping other women. It's going to meetings. It's about sharing my sobriety. I can only keep it by giving it away. So I'm really grateful. And, you know, and therein lies the, you know, the surrender as the topic of this meeting. You know, I have to surrender to my alcoholism on a daily basis if I want to do in God's will, want to live in God's will.
حالا رسیدیم به قدم 10 و 11 و 12. اشخاص بزرگتون قدم 10 برای من اینطوریه که شبها نگاه میکنم ببینم چه کاری درست کردم، چه کاری رو اشتباهی انجام دادم. دعا میکنم و از خداوند کمک میکنم که اگر معذرتی هم بده کارم برم معذرتم رو انجام بدم. و وقتی که سرم رو بالش میذارم راحت بخوابم. و اما در طول روز بارها شده، بعضی وقتا یک دفعه، بعضی وقتا چندین دفعه مراقبه میکنم، مکس میکنم و از خدا میکنم که خدا به من کمک بکنه که من فکر درست رو انجام بدم و که من فکر درست رو و کار درست رو انجام بدم. بعضی وقتا درد شود در طول روز چندین مرتبه این کار رو انجام میدم و تا الان 24 ساله که تقریبا هوشیار هستم و قدم 12 هم اینه که کمک میکنم به خانم های دیگه و که در حقیقت پیام رسانیه و همینطور کمک میکنم که با مشارکت کردن با شماها که الان دارم همین کار رو با شماها میکنم، مشارکت میکنم که چطوری بهبودی من حاصل شده. و عرض شود به حضورتون یک چیزی هستش که توی فعل قدیمی ها میگن اگر میخوای چیزی رو نگه داری باید بدیش به دیگری. در حقیقت من بهبودی ما وقتی با دیگران به مشارکت میذارم حال خودم یواش یواش بهتر میشه و تسلیم که سابجکت یا موضوع از موضوع امشب صحبت ما هستش سرندر، یعنی که من تقریبا هر روز در مقابل الکلیسمم سر تعظیم فروت می آورم. اوکی.
Yes, so if I'm striving for that good orderly direction, if I'm striving for that God consciousness on a daily basis, I have to surrender to my alcoholism. I have to look in the past and see where my self-will got me and how it just completely led me astray. I don't always know what's best for me, but I know that my higher power knows what's best for me. So when I surrender to Sherry's will and I invite my higher power's will in, then I have relief by surrendering, which I never understood that prior to getting sober, that surrendering was winning. Surrendering was winning. So I think that, and I guess when I speak about surrender too, it always leads me back to the third step, because it's the key that opens the door for me. And I think that it works for you guys that way too, because you guys have taught me that. So, yeah.
از خدا میخوام که به افکار من دایرکشن و جهت بده و از ساعت حضورتون که تسلیم بشم به اون الکولیسمی که دارم، تسلیم بشم و متوجه بشم که خیلی وقتا اراده شخصی من هست که داره زندگیمو میچرخونه و اون موقع هستش که میبینم این اراده شریه نه اراده خداوند. همیشه هم نمیدونم چی خوبه چی بده، برای همین مکث میکنم در طول روز از خدا دعوت میکنم که بیاد و به من یه مقداری رأی درونی بده و الهام درونی بده و از اون نیروی برتر تقاضا میکنم که این کمک من بکنه و راحت میشم وقتی که تسلیم میشم. اینا یه تمریناییه که هر کسی باید برای خودش بکنه تا یواش یواش براش جا بیفته. هر شبت که یک چیز خیلی قدیمی ایه که میگه تسلیم شو تا پیروز شوی. این به نظر پارادوکس میاد، به نظر زد و نقیض میاد، ولی که من هیچ وقت فکر نمی کردم اگر تسلیم بشم پیروز میشم. منتها این یک واقعیت برای AA که من تسلیم اراده خداوند میشم که برمیگرده به اون تصمیم قدم سه که دریچه افکارم رو باز کنم، در رو باز بذارم که خداوند بیاد در درونم و به من کمک بکنه تا من روز خوبی داشته باشم و تسلیم باشم. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, God does for me what I could not do for myself if I let God. So, very grateful. Thank you all for a wonderful letting me be here.
میگه آخرالامر به خدمتون بگم خداوند کاری برای من انجام داده که خودم قادر به انجامش نبودم. اگر از سر راهش برم کنار بذارم کارشو بکنه. و خیلی ممنونم که امشب اجازه دادید که من بیام در خدمت شما باشم. Thank you so much, Sherry. It's been wonderful to have your book.
Thank you.
All right, you're frozen. I'll be back to you. Okay.
No. I'm good. Thank you. I'm all done.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, Monty. از اینکه به تغییر فقیر کمتر از فقیر گوش دارید، اگر ترجمه من خوب نبود من معذرت میخوام ازتون. Thank you so much once again, Sherry. I appreciate